I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United States has ordered new economic sanctions to pressure Sudan's government to halt the bloodshed in Darfur. Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee's Andrew Reiskamp says while pressure can relieve the crisis, those in ministry are making preparations for strong long-term support in the region.
A number of Christian agencies have banded together so that our combined strength and influence can be used not only in Sudan, but now also in Chad. And increasingly, we're looking at ways that we can work in regions, especially where there's insecurity.
Next, at least 3,000 Christians, Dalits, and rights activists across India gathered in New Delhi to protest yesterday. MNN's Ruth Kramer reports.
The rally was called Stop Violence on Christians. Christians came from 8 states around India to protest against the apathetic response the India government has had on the rise in anti-Christian attacks. According to protesters, in 2006, the AICC recorded at least one attack every third day, but that's increased to every other day for the first 4 months of 2007. Many Christians believe these attacks are coming because of the large number of people who are turning to Christ. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Finally, Pentecost Sunday brought with it a concert of prayer as it coincided with the annual Global Day of Prayer. This year's theme was 10-1-90, spelled out in 10 days of prayer leading up to Pentecost, then one global day of prayer, followed by 90 days of Christians seeking God for ways that they can bless their city. More than 200 nations participated in the event this year, representing the most nations to participate in an organized prayer meeting in the history of the church. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people a week to watch their TV broadcasts. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.